Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Obviously, you find yourself in a position where your team is winning some games, and we've heard from some guys just before you came on, basically praising the environment of the locker room and praising the spirits, and everyone seems to be getting along just fine. I'm just curious, throughout your season, what have you done to try to keep the spirits positive in the LaValle Rocket locker room?
Well, you know, we try to keep it simple. We try to play a simple game, and you know, we've been using four lines all the time. We are not the type of coach who cuts down to three lines, and I think using everybody keeps everybody happy. You know, we have a good group of guys in there, good leaders that bring the young guys along, and you know, everybody's playing hard for each other. You could tell tonight our tracking was excellent. We're a physical team. If there's anything after the whistle, it's five guys together helping each other. So I really like the you know, the team spirit that we have here in LaValle right now. I think we have a good thing going.
We learned before the game that Alex Belzile will be gone for a month. Can you just talk about how big of a loss it is to not have him in the lineup?
Yeah, it's a huge loss. He's you know, he's an important player for us. He could play center. He could play wing. He's on a PP and PK. You know, it's tough to replace guys like that. But I was happy to see tonight that some players stepped up to the plate, you know, to cover for our injuries. And you know, it's nice to see as a coach when you have players that are ready to take on a good challenge.
What have been your impressions of Cam Hillis to this point in the season?
You know what? He's had some ups and downs during the season. Tonight was his best game. I thought he was on the puck. He won a lot of faceoffs, scored two goals. He was plus two, had four shots. He was excellent tonight. If he plays like that, you know, he's going to find himself in the lineup a lot more than out of the lineup.
Cam actually also mentioned that a lot of the guys in the locker room are kind of treating this three-game series against the Crunch basically as a mini playoff series. How do you feel about the fact that your guys are already trying to adopt the playoff mindset pretty much at the halfway point of the season?
It's great. I mean, I think it's important to play low games like that with yourself. And we, you know, we address that with the players. It's a team that's right behind us in the playoff run. So they're important games. And, you know, we take every game very serious. And for us, you know, if we could, you know, string a couple of wins here against a rival, it's just better for us.
Last question for you. Obviously, the goal for a lot of players who come through NHL systems, obviously, is to make it to the NHL. So, obviously, you'd feel seeing guys like Ryan Poehling and Cole Caufield playing at the NHL level, and even Caden Primo as well, despite the circumstances, is a good thing. But the fact that you don't have them at your disposal and you still have a winning product on the ice, what's that feeling like?
I mean, it's good. I mean, it speaks to the effort of our players. They're the one that hold the sticks and compete for each other. You know, we have a lot of guys that block shots. We have a lot of guys that pay the price. And that's the type of culture we want around here. I want to develop players in a winning environment. And, you know, one player goes down, the next player, you know, plays. So, I don't know, I think it speaks to the leadership that we have in the locker room as well.
Thank you, Coach.
Yep. Thanks, Julian. And finally, Chris.
Hi, Jeff. Nice to speak to you again. Yep. I just wanted to talk to you about the news that came out of Montreal earlier today.
Yeah.
I know you and Martin Saint-Louis were both in the NCAA for 4 years at the same time.
Absolutely.
How much do you know him?
Yep. We've played together on the Team Quebec under 17. I also, we had a pretty big rivalry with Vermont University and Clarkson University for 4 years. So Martin's an excellent player, an excellent person. I'm sure he's going to do well as a coach. And, you know, I'm happy to see him with this organization.
Have you had a chance to reach out to him, either phone call or text message or anything today?
No, not today. Game day. Concentrate on our team.
Yeah, for sure. And can you just one last question on the same topic? Can you just talk about the timeline? Like, where, when did you find out about all these changes?
Same as everybody. I was at home this afternoon, mm-hmm. and I saw it popped up on the news, and then I got a little phone call a little bit later. But that's how I found out.